The Jasper Hockey League entertained fans with three championship games on Super Sunday once again despite a technical hiccup with the scorebox. This year, the Jasper Arena had limited seating capacity due to the ongoing renovations, meaning only ticket holders were allowed to view the games, with teams distributing the tickets as they saw fit. Nonetheless, the bleachers steadily filled up as the first game progressed. The Bongs and Beavers were facing each other for the commercial final when the scorebox went kaput during the second half. The two teams managed to finish their game the old-fashioned way, with the Bongs winning 5-3, but the other two games were delayed until the technical issues could be resolved. The championship final saw the Royals beat the Bone Stars 6-1, and the championship final had the Barley Kings beat the Outlaws 3-2. "It was a great weekend of hockey games," said John Pelosi with the Jasper Hockey League, JHL. "We navigated the ATCO pole fire at midday that delayed the events, but the JHL very much appreciated ATCO for restoring power so quickly. Not only did renovations limit seating, but they also required players to use the temporary dressing rooms housed in trailers outside. Thankfully, the weather was mild, and the space between the trailers and the arena's entrance became a hangout spot where players and fans could mingle, a pleasant side effect of the displacement. Fans and players could also swing by for the last community dinner of the year at the activity center, where chicken souvlaki was served. With arena renovations and temp trailer dressing rooms, it was a different season this year, but we are looking forward to things getting back to normal next season with our updated facilities," Pelosi said. The JHL executive, Chuck Barker, Brian Ewald, myself, along with the players, we would like to thank the town, arena staff and fans for working with us to be able to have a fantastic Super Sunday finale. The league also thanked Paco Arteaga for volunteering his time to live stream the finals, which allowed people unable to attend due to capacity limits to watch online and on local bar TV.